This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Could Live It Any Weight You Choose. And yes, I mean it. And yes, it's not hard to do. It's easy. You know, when I wrote the book and was deciding on the title, I wanted to make clear that this is not a weight loss gimmick or trick or promise you can lose 10 or 20 or 30 or 50 pounds. It was rather to say that you can choose a weight you would like to weigh and live there permanently and never have to worry about gaining weight again. You think it's impossible? To the contrary, it is simple. You've just been going about it in the wrong way. Look, I know that if you're listening, you're probably overweight or fat or heavy or obese, and you're not happy about it. But look at it with some perspective. Suppose a visitor from another planet came to Earth, and he said, you know, I understand you have a serious health problem here. And some of Earth said, yes, we have an obesity crisis, and it's terrible. A billion people weigh too much, they're fat, they're overweight, they're getting diabetes, they're getting strokes, heart attack, and even worse, they hate it. They're unhappy. Their lives are ruined, they think, and they want to get rid of it. And the visitor from the planet says, God, that's a terrible, terrible thing. It's a tragedy. Is there a medicine or a cure? Do you know what to do? And the fellow from Earth said, of course we know exactly what to do. And the visitor said, what? He said, don't eat as much. And the guy from Earth says, well, we can't do that. We don't know how. You see, if you've been listening, by now you really understand the fact that food didn't make you fat, you made yourself fat. Your weight is not the problem. Your weight is a symptom. It is the result of putting too much food in your mouth. You know, it's like if you have measles or chicken pox or rash, you don't go to the doctor and say, doctor, scratch it off. Make the spots disappear. Make the pain go away. Oh, you don't want to hurt, but you know that it's caused by something. And in order for those spots to go away for good, you've got to eliminate the cause. You go to a dentist, your tooth hurts. You don't say, just give me teeth pain medicine. You say, make it okay. I want the cause of this to go away. You have a pain in your stomach, you go to the doctor. It's not just a question of pain. It's a question of stopping the cause, virus, bacteria, whatever. Eliminate that, and the pain goes away. It's the same thing with weight. You're going and saying somebody, eliminate the symptom. Eliminate the result of all my eating, all that food in my mouth. It's just silly. You're not going to get anywhere. You can't remove the symptom without removing the cause. The symptom will always, always come back. When you say to yourself or someone else, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to lose 10, 20, 30, 50 pounds, you never do it. I'll tell you why. Because you're fighting your emotional needs. You're swimming against the tide. You're never going to be able to do that. Yes, and people say, you know, if you lose weight, you need a support group. You need all those people around to help you. You don't need anybody. If you're fighting against the tide, you're swimming against the tide, and you're fighting your emotional needs, get all the help you can. It's not going to do any good. Look, every time you have lost weight or thought you permanently lost weight, it's come back. Voila. Didn't want it to. You fought terribly, and you thought you deprived yourself to lose 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 pounds. Maybe you paid people money to go to meetings. Maybe you got weighed in. Maybe you bought food. I really don't care. It doesn't make any difference what you did. You were tinkering with the symptom. You're trying to remove the symptom. Removing the symptom is just an ultimate waste of time. You're not going to do it. It's not going to stay. If you want to eliminate the problem, the cause, I mean the ultimate issue, you've got to stop eating for emotional reasons. You don't really want to do this. You say, no, I like whatever it is, chocolate cake or fried chicken or whatever. I like a lot of food. Last time we talked about your appetite. What do you think your appetite is? What do you mean you have a good appetite? Appetite is just the amount of food you need for nourishment. If you have a good appetite or think you have a good appetite or really love deep, and you're fat, you don't love to eat. You have to eat. You don't have a choice. That's why you made yourself fat. Really, you didn't have a choice. And you said, oh, John, people have to take responsibility for their actions. They have to make wise choices. They have to do the right thing. And I say, baloney, nonsense. Never happened, never has, never will. Everybody's out there telling school children to make wise choices. Baloney, never happened. I will tell you, don't worry about childhood obesity. If you cure adult obesity, child obesity will disappear in a heartbeat. There won't be any fat people anymore. But you're not going to do it telling yourself or anybody else to eat differently or wisely or change your lifestyle. Your lifestyle is a direct reflection of your emotional needs. It's who you are. Let me tell you, if you weigh 200 or 250 or 300 or whatever, you perceive yourself to be that person. You say to yourself, although you may not articulate it, I'm a 200-pound person. I'm a 180-pound person. I'm a 300-pound person. In order to change that perception, you've got to change or eliminate the emotional need you feel to put all that junk in your mouth. You know the food you put in your mouth is not just for nourishment. If it were, you wouldn't be heavy. And the problem you have now is you don't know what to do. You're really stumped. You bought books, you've talked to people, maybe you go to programs or meetings or diets. It doesn't make any difference. You're having a difficult time, and I will tell you, for all practical purposes, what you're doing is impossible. Trying to do is impossible. Statistically, something like 97% of everybody who goes on any diet regains the weight. Really, why is that? You know, if you weighed, let's say you fought and tried and deprived yourself and weighed 30 or 40, 50 pounds less, why wouldn't you stay there? Why would you just say, my gosh, I'm so happy here. I know exactly what to do. I'm going to continue to weigh this 30 or 40, 50 pounds less. You won't do it. Forget it. Your chance is almost zero. How many people do you know? Don't ask me. Ask yourself. How many people do you know permanently lost weight on a diet? I don't care what diet it is. If you have know anybody, you can probably count them on the fingers of one hand. Why? Because you're fighting against your needs. If you did what I suggested you do last time, what he told you to do, get the feel of it. Intellectually, you really understand the problem. Intellectually, you say, you know, I did it. The food just laying there. I didn't have to pick it up, but I did. And while I did it and put the food in my mouth, I knew I was making myself fat. I knew I was making myself unhappy. I knew I'd be sorry, but I did it anyway. I couldn't resist. The temptation was too terrific. I needed the taste in my mouth. I had to have it. It was critical to my existence. Immediately afterwards, I was sorry, but you did it anyway. You know, intellectually, that's idiotic, and you know that. It wasn't a rational, logical reason you had for putting all that stuff in your mouth. It was because of the feeling it gave you. And if you want to feel it, you know, intellectually is one thing, but you really have to experience it emotionally. I must tell you, I get emails from people saying, John, thank you so much. I'm beginning to realize that the food I put in my mouth is not food I really want there. It's because I feel the need to get it there. And they say, we're beginning to feel differently about it, food. It's not just all emotional anymore. And they're beginning to work themselves through it. And they will no longer need the food. You will see, you will be set free. Look, you understand the intellectual part. You really do. Let's work on the emotional part. Do this. And you don't have to report to anybody. You don't have to tell me. Just tell yourself the truth. But whenever you put a piece of food in your mouth that you like, really like, I don't care what it is, think about how does it make you feel? Not how it tastes. How does it make you feel? Does it make you eliminate stress, eliminate anxiety, make you feel happy? Think about it. Because it is that feeling, it is the emotional experience that you're going through that causes you to keep putting all that food in your mouth. Remember, eating is just putting food in your mouth, tasting it, chewing it, and swallowing it. That's the end of eating. That's the reason you're fat. That's the reason you've made yourself fat, and frankly, you are keeping yourself fat. Think about it. You may be unhappy at the weight you're at, very unhappy, but you're eating just enough food, just enough caloric values to keep you weighing what you say you hate, the weight you hate. You can't stand it, but you're keeping yourself there. It's not a question of losing weight. You're intentionally keeping yourself fat or heavy or overweight or obese or whatever it is. You're doing it all by yourself. If you want to start to get away from it, for good, for permanently, tell yourself the feeling it gives you, the emotional reaction you get to the food. That's the problem. Keep in mind, once the emotional need is gone, you don't really care if you put the food in your mouth or not. You know, at times people I just forget to eat because I don't need the nourishment. Why would I put food in my mouth, food in my body, calories in my body, if I don't need the nourishment? That was stupid. Why would I do that? Why would you do it? Why would anybody do it? You're doing it not because you want it in your body, because you want it in your mouth. It's really that simple. So every time you put any food in your mouth, tell yourself how you feel. Don't tell me. You know, you can lie to anybody. You can lie to yourself if you want, but that's pointless. If you want to weigh permanently, without ever gaining it back, any weight you choose, you can do it. Really. It's not a happy talk. I'm not trying to give you a pep talk. I'm telling you the truth. It is really simple. I don't want a penny of your money. Keep it. You will need it to buy new clothes. Look, just do it. anytime you have put food in your mouth, tell yourself what you're feeling and how it makes you feel. Not how good it tastes. That's fine. I know everybody likes good tasting food. How does it make you feel? Once you begin to understand that, you'll begin to understand that it's that feeling you need, you think you need now, and you won't need anymore. You will not need that feeling. Isolate it. See what it is. See how it makes you feel. See the purpose that you're getting. You make yourself fat and you're keeping yourself fat. Once you do that, you'll be able to eliminate it. No kidding. This is John Thomas. We'll continue this on the next podcast. Goodbye.